Well, I'm just going to use the first one, because we don't have one. I'll have to do it tomorrow.
Come on, sir.
Today's daf is daf nun dalet. And we're starting at the Mishnah on daf nun gimel on the base.
Correct.
Those of you who are listening on the seas have an opportunity to click on the, if you go to the site, you'll be able to download the PDF of the chart that I'll be using today to make life easier on everybody. So, begin.
Haroeh
yom yud alef ben hashmashot tchilat nida besof nida tchilat ziva besof ziva. What happens over here? Remember that we have a constant 7-11 cycle. So we have 7 days. First Riyah creates a 7 days of Nidais, no matter how long or short the Riyah was. And after those 7 days are over, any continued bleeding or any bleeding during the next 11 days will be Dam of Zivais. 1 day that has a Riyah's Mechayev Shmir of Yom Keneged Yom. 2 days is Mechayev Shmir of Yom Keneged Yom. 3 days already require Shivat Nekiyim in order to become Tahora. After those Shivat Nekiyim, at the end of the 18-day cycle of 7-11, begins again the potential for Nidas. Now over here, at the end of the 11 days of the Yemei Zivot, it's Bein Hashmashot. And again, we're in our Bein Hashmashot mode, which was introduced actually with the Sugya before this Mishnah. The chance that there's a Re'iyah that goes over 2 days, even though it's one Re'iyah. So now we don't know whether this is still blood that is coming during or Hashem Yemei Zivais, or whether this is now the beginning of the next night, and therefore it's the first Dam of Nidais. This woman is now confused. So this may be the beginning of her Nidot, correct? Or it may be the end of her Zivot. Now the Mishnah, instead of saying that, which is what it should have said, it's a sofik if it's tchilat nida, or sof ziva. That's what it should have said, because that's the only sofik that we have. Either it's the end, the last day, the 11th day, because it's Bein Hashmashos, we're still yom, or it's the beginning of 7 days of nidas, because it's laila, and now started already, the end of the 18 days, begins the next days of nidas. For some reason, the Mishnah, the Gemara, of course, is going to be concerned with this. The Mishnah, instead of saying simply what it should have said, which is that she's a suffix if it's Tchilat Nida or Sof Ziva, instead says it's either Tchilat Nida or Sof Nida, or it's Tchilat Ziva or Sof Ziva, which makes no sense. Same thing occurs in the Yom Arba'im LeZachar V'Yom Shmonim LeNekeva. In the very end of the 40th day, or the 80th day, which is either Yemei Tahara of the Zohar, Yemei Tahara of the Nekeva, but now it's the Laila, the next day will be the beginning of her regular Nidas. And she's Re'a Dam Bein Hashmashos. So now we don't know at this point whether the Dam that she's singing is Dam Tayar, or whether she's now actually beginning her new Nidas. This woman is not going to be able to be certain what her situation is, because the next time that she sees Dam, she can't be sure whether, let's say, if it's now 8 days later, where is she holding? Is she holding in Nidais or is she holding in Zivais? So she sees 3 days. She's not sure whether this is Dam Nidais or Dam Zivais. She's going to need Dam to sit Shiva Yemei Tahara. And she's going to be very mixed up now until she can get back to her standard period. So Hareyelu To'ot. In all of these cases, we have women who might get into some complex problems until they can be sure where they're back. Omer Yeshua, Acha temetaknim et ha-shotot, bo'ot v'tiknu et ha-pikhot. Instead of wasting your time over here taking care of the crazies, Why don't we spend time taking care of the normal people? The Lord is going to ask what exactly he means by the crazies. In any event, the first question that we have is directly on the opening words of the Mishnah, that if it's Bein HaShemashot, of the last moment of the 18-day cycle, so she's now at the end of the 11th day, and she's Rayana, so the Mishnah, instead of saying the obvious thing to say, which is that it's either Sof Zivais or Tchilas Nidais, instead it says, well, it may be Tchilas Nidais, it may be Sof Nidais. Maybe Tchilas Zivas, maybe Sof Zivas. That's not true. What do you mean Tchilas Nida, the Sof Nida? How do you get that? It's either Tchilas Nida, assuming that Bein HaShemashot is night. So Bein HaShemashot is night. She's being Roya Da'am on the night of her first day that is Roy to see Nida. So she becomes a Nida that night. What's Sof Nida? She can't possibly be at the end of her Nida. That's crazy. So it's either the beginning of Anidas, or if Bein HaShemashot is Yom, it's a continuation of the 11th day, and so she's so dumb on the last day of the 11th day. No? That's your suffix. That's all your suffix is. Rav Chista says that the Mishnah is simply listing the possible problems that emerge from this issue over here. Because Achikamar, what the Mishnah is trying to say is like this. Let's say she's Roy Yom Yud Aleph Bein HaShemashot, okay? So at that particular Riyah, she now is Mesupeket. Is this Tchilat Nida, or is it Sof Ziva? But suppose the same thing happens now 7 days later, and she's Roya now the night of the 8th day. Does she have any idea what this is? If she sees Bishvil Nidata, so now she sees, assuming that this was Nidais. She can't be sure, of course, if this is Nidais. So she does not know if this next night, what is it? Is this the end now of her Nidais? Because she had 7 days of Nidais? In which case this new Riya tonight is the beginning of her Zivas? Or did she never have a Riya of Nidais? And this is the beginning of her Nidais? I don't know. That's going to be a question of whether it's Tchilat Nida. And there she's got a problem. It may be Tchilat Nida. Maybe Sof Nida, rather, because it's the last day of her supposed Nidais, assuming that what she had seen the first time was at night, Bein HaShemashot. But suppose it wasn't. I mean, so then this would be Tchilat Ziva. So she does not really know what exactly is going on over there. Omer Rabbi Yoshua, Acha Temetaknim et Ashotot. What is he talking about? What kind of shotot? No shotot over here. Ani shotot. These women aren't crazy. They're just taught. I mean, they don't know whether they saw Bimei Taira, or if, assuming it was the end of 40 or 80, whether they saw Bimei Ziva, they saw Bimei Nida. Funny way to talk about them, but these are shotot, there's toot. Okay, fine, now let's need toot. What he's saying is, instead of looking at crazy cases, in which the woman becomes a toot because of these various sveikas, instead of doing that, why don't we set rules that people should know what type of normal problems can occur? Tanya, what do I mean? I mean like this. You should have set out a chart, and I've handed you that chart. You should have set out a chart in which a person can know precisely what the problem is depending on what the periodicity of the Re'iyah is. So let's say that a woman is always going to be Roa Yom Echad Tameh V'Yom Echad Tohar. She constantly is seeing one day Tameh and one day Tahar. So what happens? Okay, she starts her first day Tameh. She becomes now a Nida. Okay. What happens now is the last day of her Nidais coincides now with the last day that she was Roya now on the 7th day. The 8th day, which is an even day, and therefore it's Tahar by definition, because every even day she doesn't see. Her 7 days of Nidas end that night,
So fine.
So what's the big deal? What she does is she's mishamesh shmini. So now she can be mishamesh on the eighth day and the next night as well, assuming that the re'iyah that she has is in the daytime. So v'leilo ima. She now has the eighth day. Okay, the ninth day again, of course, she's going to be re'yadan. Yeah, because we're talking about re'iyah in the day. Fine. So she can be tovelos le'erev, and now there's no problem. Okay? What happens now on the ninth day? So on the ninth day, she's Raya again, but she's only Raya one day. So she becomes now a Shomeres Yom, Kineged Yom. Okay? So what happens then? If you take a look in your chart, let's just see what's happening. She's Raya Yom Echad Tameh, Yom Echad Tahar. Okay, she gets to the end of her Yemei Nides. What happens? She sees one day, she needs a day of Shemira. Correct? How is she going to get that day of Shemira? Her Shemira is on the Yom of Asiri. We're talking about the first case that you can barely see there, which is the only ray of the Yom.
Far right.
Yeah, yeah, all the way on the far right. We're assuming today, now that her Riyah is in the day. Okay? So all that she has now is that night. She keeps now, the ninth day was Tomei, the tenth day now, she keeps a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. She can now use the...
This is only the...
Yeah, that's the difference between the... You see that there's three... I should have explained them, sorry, I left you to the legend. There's three possibilities here. Either she's Mutter, in the first case, like we said, V'leilo Imo, means the next night, or she's Mutter that night, which is the bar, or she's mutter only during the day, which is the three lines, but missing the bar at the end. Yeah? Okay, so over here, she has to keep now the entire tenth day. At the night, she can be mishameshes, but then the 11th day, which is an odd day, is tameh again. She keeps the 12th day as a shomeres yom keneged yom, can sleep with her husband that night. At the 13th day, again, she becomes Tameah. She keeps the 14th day, a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. Can sleep with her husband that night. Right? Okay. And then, she does the same thing now on the 16th. She becomes now Tameah on the 15th, keeps the 16th, becomes Tameah on the 17th, and then, she's now Chozeres again to the beginning again, right? Because she's now at the beginning of her Nidus. So but when she gets to the 19th, she's now in the next 7-11 cycle. Since she never became a Zava Gedela, the 7-11 cycle continues to function. So therefore, the 19th day, which is an odd day, and therefore she's Rei Adam, now becomes Anita for 7 days. And that starts the whole thing over again. So basically, she gets now to sleep with her husband the 8th day, the next night, and then the 4 nights out of the entire 18 days, which was the every other night that she was Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Fine. How about if she always sees Shnei Yom? Obviously, if she's scheduled to be Roya at night, then this doesn't work, because then she doesn't get the night after the Shemini. She doesn't get the night after any of the Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. All she has is Yom Shmini. Because the only time that we found for her was the night before her Re'iyah. But if there is no night before her Re'iyah, then the only day that she has is that eighth day. How about if she's Re'iyah? Shnei Yomim Tamei? Shnei Yomim Tahiri? So then Mishamesesh Shemini, there she has the same, basically, she has the same beginning, because she's going to be a Nida now. Again, take a look at your thing, Shnei Yomim. So she's got the first two, the next two. Okay, that's only 6 days anyway out of her Yemei Nidas. Then she gets the next 2 days, which are the seventh day of Nidas, which are Tameah anyway. And she has the next day. She's still right, because she's not being Raya on the eighth day. Correct? Okay, but the next night, all the remaining cases are all nighttime Riyas. We're no longer going to make the difference between a day re and a night re. Okay. So she's Raya the next night. And the next day. 2 days do not make her a Zava Gedera. So she only needs 1 day of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. But then she gets the next day, because over here she has another day free. Okay? So she gets now, are you following the, what are you collapsing for?
Well, it's a retiring trip coming here.
Look in your chart. Okay, so now she gets the 12th day, and she's fine. That entire day becomes now, again, a Zava, but only Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, on day 13 and day 14. Keeps day 15 as being Tahar, Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, and then on day 16 is now allowed to be Meshameshes. The next 2 days, again, she's Royas, and that's not a problem, because she's still is only Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom. And now, on day 19, she is Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom. And on day 20, she is now Meshameshes again. And now, the next time she's Raya, she's out of her 18-day cycle, and she can now start her Nidus over again. So she goes back, basically, to the beginning of her cycle, and this whole thing repeats. So therefore, she will always, if she's Shnei Yomim Tameim, Shnei Yomim Tayrim, she will always have the 8th day, the 12th day, the 16th day, and the 20th day.
Very nice.
Correct? And then, and now she's back. The only problem is, what happened to that last day? Why does she have to now be Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom on the 19th? Because the problem is that that's already should be the beginning of her Yemei Nidus, correct? So understand. So Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom means that I need to have a day that will be Torah in order to establish that there's no Re'iyah of Zivas. But now, there can't be a Re'iyah of Zivas. So, L'chara, we... Not that day isn't Nogia.
If she would see a third day?
We'll see. Okay, well, this is included in the Gemara's text. So the Shaila is over here. Why do we worry about that? I thought we said that if we're in a situation where we have the 11th day, which is what we're talking about over here, essentially, right? The 11th day, and she's Roya. She doesn't need Shmira of Yom Kineged Yom on the 11th day. Because the next day is not going to be a day of Zivas anyway. So that's exactly what's happening over here. She's keeping now the 19th day. But the 19th day is being kept because of a Re on the 11th day. What we're calling the 18th day, the last day of the cycle. But the Yom, you want to take a look inside to see what happened here? If you take a look on the left side, you have the day number, okay? So, basically, what's happening over here, which is Re'ah Shnei Yomim, the end of her Yomei Zivas, what happened on the last day? She was Re'ah on day 18, yeah?
Right.
Okay. Day 18 is the 11th day. We're now saying she should be Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom on the 19th, which is why you have a white box on the 19th. Why is she keeping that day? There is no din of Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom during Yemei Nidus. So therefore, any dam that she sees is not going to be now dam of Yemei Zivas. It's going to be dam of Yemei Nidus. And that's the halacha. The only problem is that Beis Hillel says later on that if you do such a thing, and she ends up being Re'ah Dam on that day, he calls such a guy a gargaron. Gargaron means he grabs his food. He's a little bit too hungry. But it's somebody who exposes himself as needing to eat. He's a gargaron, over appetized. So that's okay, but that doesn't sound like it's an issur. I mean, it's okay, it's not a nice thing to do. Omrib Sheshes, apparently, it's more than not a nice thing to do. Zoto merit gargaran titznan asur. But even though the language that he used made it sound like, it's a thing to avoid, the truth is that it's wrong to do and it's an issue. And that's what Beit Hillel really meant. So he should have waited the next day. Therefore, over here, we keep the 20th day, even though it's the beginning of Nidais, really. But we keep that day in order to avoid the problem of being a Gargara. Wait until after the day to see that she's not Raya, as if it would have been a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. And wait until the 13th day, which is what we're telling him to do over here.
I lost the difference between 19 and 20. Shomer, I thought we were keeping the 9th.
That's Rav Basil's rule that someone, without all this complication, someone who was Raya Dam on the 11th day, meaning on the 18th day, is a Gargaron if they sleep with this woman on the 19th day. Even though she's not really a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, because even if she was Raya Dam, we don't need it. But since she was Raya Dam before, the Torah is makpid on Re'iyah's Dam for the Chashash of a Re'iyah the next day. So in the Mela, such a person is viewed as a Gargaron. Here we see that we're putting this Gargaron into the Halach. And we're telling him it's Osir to be Mishamish until the 20th. Why? Because you're keeping the 19th as if it's a Yom Kineged Yom. Rav Ashi says, no, that's not what's going on over here. She really is still Bimei Ziva. Because Neyid Echadasar lo Boishima, Asiri Boishima. It's all very nice to say that the halacha is that day 11 of the 11 days of Ziva is not Mechayev Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, but of certain. Now, suppose she sees Shleisha Yomim Tmeyim, Ushleisha Yomim Tahirim. Now what? So she's Mishamesh Shnei Yomim Vishuv Veinu Mishamesh Liyolam. This woman is in serious trouble. Because if she sees 3 days of Tuma, after she completes the first Nidus of her life, she saw 3 days of Zivas. How is she ever going to get out of those 3 days of Zivas? She never has an opportunity to have 7 days of Tyra. So she'll never be able to become Tyra, ever. So for the rest of her life, she's going to be a Zava Gedela. Because in order to be Yotze from her Zivas, she needs Shiva Sakim, which she'll never have. So therefore, such a woman, who sees Shleisha Yomim Tameim, Shleisha Yomim Tameim, has 2 days in her life in which she can be Mishameshes, Veshuvena Mishameshes Liyaylam, and will from then on always be a Zavagadayla. Arba'a Yomim Tameim, V'arba'a Yomim Tameim. How about if she has 4 days of Tumen, 4 days of Tyra? Now, obviously, there's going to come a point in which she, too, will never be able to become Tyra. That's the first time that she sees 4 days. However, she has Mishameshes Yom Echad, Veshuv Eina Mishameshes Liyala. Because if you take a look at your chart over here, the three-day woman, the first time that she saw 3 days after her Nidas, only 2 of those days were during her Zivas. Because since it's a three-day cycle, you have 3 days of Tumah, 3 days of Tyra, and then, it's only 6 days, so the next day of 3 days is Nidais. Only 2 out of those days are Zivas, so she could still be a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom and have 2 more days to be Mishameshes. But if she saw 4 days, then that means at the end of her Nidais, she already got into trouble now the first time that she saw her 4 days. And the first time that she saw her 4 days as a Zivas was only 1 day after the conclusion of her 7 days of Nidais. So all she had was that 1 day of the first day of her 11, and now she's already forever Asura. So that's the case of Arba Yomim. Chamisha Yomim Tmeim, the Chamisha Yomim Torim, obviously is also never going to be able to become Tahira, because she doesn't have Shiva Snakim. However, she has Mishamesh Shalosha Yami, Vishuv Eina Mishameshes Liyolam. If you take a look at your 5 days, since her 5 days, after her first 5 days, okay, the next 2 days indeed are part of her Nidus, whether she sees or not. And then she's going to now have another 2 days, because it's a five-day cycle. She's going to have another 2 days before she's going to, another 3 days, rather, before she's going to be Rei Ani Dami. Those 3 days are Tahara. Then her next 5 days, make her a Zava Gedola forever and ever. So she had 3 days in which she could be Mishameshes. A Shisha Yamim Tamei, a Shisha Yamim Tahirim, obviously is also going to get into the same problem, because she doesn't ever have a chance to become Tahira. However, she has Chamisha Yamim, Vishuvena Mishameshes Liyol, because her 1 day out of her six, out of her second 6 days of not seeing, was wasted for the last day of the previous Nidais. Okay, but she has 6 days of Tahira before she has 3 days of Tumah that lock her into being a Zava Gedola forever. Fine. But now we get into the Sheva Yamim. Once you've got Shiva Yamim, she can be Mitaharas from her Zava Gedola. So now we have to start analyzing what that cycle will be. Okay. So now she's in what? She's in Shivas Yamim Tahirim, the Shivas Yamim Tahirim. Basically, she has a 28-day cycle, out of which 7 days are always going to be Tahira. So she has Mishameshes Revia Yameha Mitoches Rivishmona Yamim. She has 1/4 of a 28-day cycle to be Mishameshes. So now take a look inside and see what happens. It's very clear. 7 days anyway is Yemei Nida. So she doesn't really care how much Dam she's seeing during those days. At the end of those 7 days, she now is Tahara that night. She now has the next 7 days in which she has no problems at all. However, she then sees 7 days of Zivas. And if she sees 7 days of Zivas, she's still well within her Yud Aleph Yomim, right? Because she only had 7 days of Tahara. She's still got another 4 days. So that means that 4 days of her next Riya turned her into a Zava Gedola. Okay, now she's a Zava Gedola, and she's going to continue to see another 3 days. She can't start keeping her Shivas Nikiyim until she is, of course, finished being Raya. But as soon as she finishes being Raya, she keeps now Shivas Nikiyim. The next time that she's Raya Dam, it's the beginning of her Nidus again. And she'll go back in this cycle, Choseret Chalila. So basically, it's always a 28-day cycle until she's back to her Nidus. And out of it, she's always going to have those first 7 days after her Nidus to be Mishamesha. So that's a pretty reasonable cycle. Okay, now how about if she's got Shmeina Yamim Tamei and Shmeina Yamim Tahirim? What happens then? Well, then she's got a little bit bigger complication. She gets to be Mishameshet Chamisha Asar Yom Mitoch Arba'im Vishmona. Out of 48 days, she gets 15. Now, how does that work? Let's take a look in the 8-day cycle, okay? What happened over there is 1 day she was over her Nidais, into her Yemei Zivas. But if you're over 1 day, you're in trouble because you need Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. So basically, she's messed up really until the end of day 9, right? Because day 9 becomes Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. Okay. For the next 7 days, however, she's not being Raya. She wasted one of those days that she's not being Raya. Okay, but she still has 7 that she can be Mishameshet, correct? Right. All right, now, where is she holding? She's holding still in day 17 when she starts being Raya. So she sees 17 and 18, okay? She sees 17 and 18, so now she has 2 days of Zivas. Her next 6 days continue to be now into her Nida cycle, okay? And then she gets herself her Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom after her Nidas are finished. And then she gets her 8 days again.
Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom?
Where are we? Sorry. So she had 6 days, 6 days out of her 7 days of Nidais, She's now still a nida. And now what happens is, you know, we're gonna find out what happens. She was one day to her nidais, now has her next 7 days, and now is raya again. Okay. So lechora, what's happened over here is, we're gonna get into this problem in a moment. So now what she has is her days to be mishameshet is day 10 through day 16, right? So she had 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 to be mishameshet. That gives her her first, how many days is that?
Seven
days, okay. And then she's able to be mishameshet once again after she finishes her Yemei Nidais completely, and then she has day 26, day 27, day 28, day 29, 30, 31, and 32, which gives her an additional 7 days, right?
Right.
Up to 14.
So this is the most kasha of 14.
No, there's no kasha.
Okay.
No, please don't do that.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so now she has another 7 days. She's now, she hasn't been raya. Okay, she's up now to day 32 out of a cycle which brings her to 36, yeah? So when now she sees, because 18 and 18. Her next cycle, okay. So that means that the next 3 days that she sees, what's going to happen now? The next 3 days that she sees, Bechara put her into a matzah of being a Zavagadela. Okay. She continues to see 4 days after this. And now she keeps Shiva's Nakim. She keeps Shiva's Nakim. She's got 1 day left before her next Yemei Nidas, because her Shiva's Nakim take her all the way until day 48. But day 48 she has. So that she's able to be Mishameshet, and then she starts again being Raya. And when she starts again being Raya, she's now being Raya back in her Yemei Nidas. And this cycle will now continue to repeat, because as soon as she begins a Re'iyah B'Yemei Nida, she's at the top of her cycle again. So this 48-day cycle provides her seven full days, and one last day after her Shiva's Nikiyim before she begins her Nidas. So that's 15. Asks the Gemara, how do you get 15? Hariyar Besar Havi. It's only 14. Now, what is the basis of this question? The basis of this question is like this. We are assuming all along that we can effectively ignore the cycle of 7, 11, unless it's been restarted, right? So in other words, one shall become a Zava Gedela. There's no such thing as Yemei Nidais and Yemei Zivais. If you're a Zava Gedela, you're out of the cycle. Now, as soon as you become Tahira, if that takes 100 days, 200 days, whatever that takes, the next time you're Raya, you're a Nida, and that's all there is to it. We don't maintain a backdrop of keeping record of the cycles from the moment that you first saw Dom in your life, and now keep wondering where you ought to be theoretically in your 7-11 cycle. We know that you're a Zava, and you remain a Zava, and that's all. We'll start the Yemei Nidais again when it's time to start. The Man D'Omer who asks this question doesn't hold to that. He holds that the 7-11 cycle is an absolute. It's a background to everything that's going to be happening for the rest of her life. The first time that she's Raya Dam, she has 7 days of Nidas, and from then on has a cycle of 7-11. Of course, that cycle doesn't make you a Nida until you're Raya Dam Nida. He's not arguing on the fact that once you become a Zava Gedela, you can't become a Nida, and that you have to finish up your Zivas before you can start being a Nida again. However, he holds that the fact that, theoretically speaking, again, if you take a look on your map over here, theoretically speaking, if we would have kept our 7-11, so that means we have 18 is 36, and now, at the end of day 36, we are back into the next 7-11 cycle, okay? Mm-hmm. The problem is that day 37, which is the next, it's the beginning now of her 7-11 cycle, and should be Yemei Nidais. Now, obviously, it's not Yemei Nidais because she's a Zohar Gedela from 3 days before. However, it is Yemei Nidais in terms of one thing, and that is that you cannot keep a Yemei Tehar during Yemei Nidais. Mm-hmm. So now, when does a Yemei Nidais end? 3 days after she was originally, she had her last 4 days of Riyan, right? In other words, on day 37, she's in the middle of Yemei Nidais, but she, remember, sees 8 days. She's already seen four. Okay, three of those four made her a Zohar Gedela. The last day of the four was the 36th day, which was the end of her second period of 11 days, 7-11, 7-11, right? Okay, she's not up to 36, but she's got four more days to be Raya. Those 4 days are 4 days out of her theoretical Nidot, because it's the beginning of her next seven. Fine, very nice. Makes no difference because she's not a Nida. She's a Zava. However, when she gets to day five of her Nidais, her theoretical Nidais, she now stops being Raya. Right? So you said, what does she do? She starts counting Shivas Nikiyim. Oh, wait a moment over here. How can she count Shivas Nikiyim in the middle of theoretical Nidos? In order to count Shivas Nikiyim, you can't be standing in the time in which hormonally you ought to be a Nida. You can only be in the time in which you're post-Nidos. But we haven't changed now your 7-11. Nothing to detect.
The absence of it. I need
no. The
game of
Zivas. No. If she would be Raya Dam, it would be Dam Zivas, not Dam Nidas.
Okay.
We're not changing, we're not creating a situation in which a woman will be Raya Dam Nidas, such as in the original case where she had two Yamin in her Yemei Zivas. There ain't Akidami. She will be in Yemei Nidas. And it's only a theoretical, as you said before, a theoretical need. Theoretical, I mean, a chofa to keep 1 day of time. However, there's a backdrop over here. The backdrop is 7-11. The one thing that 7-11 will do is make it impossible to keep those Shivas Nikiyim during those days of theoretical needs. And the only way that she kept Shivas Nikiyim now is because she was counting Shivas Nikiyim, including 3 days out of her Yemei Nidais, her theoretical Yemei Nidais. She can't do that. Therefore, she never gets the 15th day, because the 15th day is in the middle of a Shivas Nikiyim that don't happen.
So the
correct? She never makes it through Shivas Nikiyim, because she gets her next 8 day Riyah after that.
Mm.
So she's gonna have to wait till the next 8 days that are Nikiyim, until she ever gets back to her Nidais anyway. Which is going to take her all the way to 63 days. And then she can start over. So out of a 63-day cycle, she will get now her 14 days. Don't start talking to me that she gets 15 days now in her original cycle. That she certainly does not do, because it doesn't count. So she only gets 5 days towards her Shivas Nikiyim, which don't help her. So now on the 49th day, she's going to be Raya, she's going to be Seser, all of those.
Right.
Right?
And now she'll meet Shivas Nikiyim. How does she get back to be Mutter again?
After the next 8 days.
Because then she's back in Yemei.
And then she's back in Yemei Zima, and she has 7 days left. So on the 63rd day, she's now back to Nidas.
So in 63 days, she'll have 15. On the 63rd day would be the 15th day that she doesn't have in the 48, right?
You have a chart?
Not just 63.
It doesn't go down that far.
Okay, so let's figure it out, okay? She has no days at all until 49, right? According to him. That was from the last time. She now has a stira again. Just continue on in your mind the chart, okay? On the 49th day, she sees, and therefore she's soteris, and she's not going to have to keep the next, then obviously the next 8 days are all.
Why does seeing on the 49th cancel the 48th?
Because that's the middle of her Shiva's Nikim. Anything that she sees in her Shiva's Nikim need to be contiguous days, right? If she sees Dom in the middle of her Shiva's Nikim, it's all canceled. She has to start over again.
Because of the theoretical overlay of the 7-Eleven.
Not because of the theoretical overlay.
The real overlay.
In reality, no matter how you would do it, you would be. In other words, even if I don't hold that, Yemei Ziva is not the Chiddush here. It's the fact that I'm still counting Yemei Nidas in the middle of Yemei Zivas that took away her ability to come to Hera with these Shiva's Nikim. Okay? I don't believe it. Okay, so the next 8 days now that begin in your, as the chart falls off the page, of 49, brings us up to 56, yeah?
Okay, where she's seeing.
Where she's seeing, inclusive. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Am I right?
Or
is it 57? One second. It's 49 is the first day. So it's 57.
Right.
57 is the first thing, not the bleeding.
I should.
57 is non-bleeding?
Right.
Okay.
Through 56 she's seen. And 57 is non-bleeding.
57 is non-bleeding. Okay.
Right.
So 57.
58, 59, 60, 63 is the end of
Shiva's Nakim. Okay. Seven and three, yeah. Three and four. The end of Shiva's Nakim.
Where is she now?
She's now clean. Now she begins on.
But now she begins over with Yemei Nidas.
Yeah. Now she's Tahira, and she can begin over Yemei Nidas.
Wait.
So she has 1 day again. She'll have 1 day before she starts seeing 63 again.
63 is the beginning of the... Yeah. It's the end of her sphere. It's on day 63.
So she'll have 1 day.
She'll have 1 day.
And then
she'll start seeing again.
Seeing again as part of Nidas.
Right.
And
the
going
cycle
one
of 63
day,
days.
I'm going 1 day to Zivas and she's back and it starts over again. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. What did you say? 1 day of Zivas? Yeah, the same thing, the same cycle. It happened first.
See how the loop.
Yeah. She's back where she was. In other words, as soon as she starts seeing Nidas for the first time, she's back where she was. But it will take her 63 days to get there. So therefore, you're wrong in saying that she has 15 days and 48. Doesn't. She has 14 days and 48. Omer of Adabar Yitzhak, it's clear that you're wrong. And Zotomer, you may notice, because the Bryce is saying that she has now 15 days. So Zotomer, you may need a tash in ro'a behen, olim l'sfirat zivata. That means that you can count these theoretical days of Nidas towards Shiva's Nikim, and therefore she really gets back to herself after 48 days. And this is a general question that we had, if you recall. We discussed this earlier in the Masechta. What is the din of Yemei Leida, which is Tumeya because Tumah is Leida, which is not bleeding? Can she count those Yemei Leida towards her Shiva's Nikim if she was a Yoledes Bezov? Remember that question? This is the same question. So Yemei Leida she'inaro abehen, ma'u she'ya'alu l'sfirat zivata. Omer Rav Kahana brought a raya as far as that from the following phrase, Tashma. Ratashnai uleshlishi hipila. So she has 2 days now of Re'iyas. And on the third day, she has what appears to be a miscarriage. However, ena yodat ma hipila. She has no idea whether it was even really a vlad that she was mapila. So we have now, we're very, very confused. Because, Haredu Sopik Ziva Sopik Leida. Basically, we don't know. I mean, we've got four possibilities over here. She may have been 2 days Ria of Zivas, and now have a Leida without Zivas, without Dam. Okay? In which case, all she has to do is bring her carbon, basically, for her Leida, because she never became a Zavagadayim. There may have been no vlad at all. And all that she, what she thought was a vlad, was basically done, in which case she's a zavah gedela. There may have been, however, both. She may have had a leda with bleeding, which would have been a yoledes bezoah. It's also a possibility. And therefore, if there's neither, if there was whatever it was, wasn't dam, and you hold efshalip tichat hakever below dam, then there wasn't a leda and there wasn't a ziva. So she, I mean, it's even a suffix whether she could bring a carbon. The carbon may be an avela, because maybe there's no chiyuv of carbon at all. So therefore, it's at most a suffix ziva, suffix leda. You can't say to bring the carbon that it should be necha, because mamon of shara is either leda or ziva. It isn't either leda or ziva. Could be neither, because she doesn't know what happened. So therefore, mi biya korban ve'ino nechal. Okay, none of that is very interesting to us. The next words are critical. Because it says, v'yemele data she'en ro'adem olim v'alim nesvera zivata. Here it says, let's say she's keeping now, she's mesupeket. Maybe she was yoledes in the kevim. So she's keeping now 7 days. These days are yemele data, but she's not bleeding. And she keeps them also as counting her shivas v'kiyim, even though she's tamei later. So you see that days that are defined as tameis are eiling for shivas v'kiyim. In which case, theoretical days of yemei nida are also eiling for shivas v'kiyim. There's no problem. Amrif Papa, I mean, you can't really bring a raya from there, because shani hatam kiyim nikol amemi yoledet zachari. Look, I mean, there's always the tzad. How about if she had a male, right? And now she's got 7 days, which be'etzem or yemei toach. She's not bleeding. So all you're doing is you're applying 7 days of yemei teyar of a male to yemei nekiyim for the possibility of zivus. No, so what do you say? Yeah, but it's a suffix. Okay, so it's not a suffix. We apply it. And because it could be it was a zachar. So all these extra days, these extra 7 days, we're going to count them towards her ziva. Says Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Rav Anastand. What was that? How does that change anything? What, you're saying that the only tzad over here is that she was a Yoledes Zohar, Iklis Fukem? Yoledes Nekeva, Lekulis Fukem? And suppose it wasn't a male? I suppose it was a female, no? And you're saying, you might as well allow the next 7 days to go towards the Shiva. What do you mean you might as well? You're being laid up. You're being materis, Azava, Biraisa. I understand what you're talking about. So how does the fact that it's a suffix change anything? Elalav shma mina eilin. It's clear from here that yemei leda are eilin toward shivas nekiyim. Shma mina. Period. And if that's true, then it also makes sense that this brisa is consistent with that idea. Even if you would insist that there's a 7-11 cycle that remains a backdrop, it doesn't change a darn thing. Because as long as she wasn't Anita, then she can certainly count those days towards her Shiva Snakiyan. Okay? Shmamina. That indeed proves it. Now getting back after your interruption, I'd like to get back to what I was saying, thank you. Kisha Yamin Tamei. Now, we're up to 9 days. So she sees 9 days of Tuma. So Tisha Yamim Tameyim and Tisha Yamim Taharim. Then what happens is, Mishameshet Shmone Yamim Mitoch Shmona Asar. Here, things actually get pretty good for her. Because she gets back to herself. What happens is she never becomes a Zava Gedela here, because she's only seeing 9 days. Right?
Life on the edge.
So she only becomes a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. At worst, because at the end of her 7 days, she's got 2 more days. Okay. Fine. Those 2 days now become Mechayev or Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. She wastes the first day that she could have had without bleeding. She wastes it to be a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. So 3 out of her 9 days are wasted. Right? I mean, 1 out of her 9 days are wasted. And the rest of the time, she's got to be now a Mishameshet, and when she's Raya again, she's Raya Nides, because she didn't become a Zavah Gedela.
Yom
Keneged Yom, she lost 1 day. The first day she lost, that's all. Correct? The first day that she wasn't Raya is her Yom Keneged Yom. So she loses a day, so she's only got 8 days instead of 9 days. So Mishamesh is Shmona Yomim, but it's a 9-9 cycle. It's an 18-day set. It works out perfectly because 7-11 is also 18. So the next time that she's Raya Nidus again. And this starts over. She's always going to overrun her Nidus by 2 days. Those 2 days are going to be Mechayev or Yom Keneged Yom. She's going to lose 1 day out of her 9 days, her coming 9 days, to being Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. She's always going to have 8 days. By the time she sees again, she's at the end of an 18-day cycle, which brings her back to Nidus. So it coincides perfectly.
9 days is the best.
What? 9 days is the best. Right.
Even Rabbi Meir would let you keep her on that sort of thing? Every Saturday. She bleeds too much.
Asara yomim tameim, vasara yomim tairim. Now, from this point on, the cheshbon becomes very simple. From 10 to any number at all, it's exactly the same. Why? Because the yomim of shimush always equals exactly the yomim of ziva. V'chein le'me'ah, v'chein le'elef, I don't care how high you go. Basically, what happens is once you've got 10, you turn her into a Zava Gedel. And that's true no matter how high you go. She's always going to overrun her Nidais in a way that turns her into a Zava Gedel. So therefore, you're always going to have to subtract her 3 days, in this case, her 3 days of Zivas. And from the days of Tyra, you're always going to have to subtract her 7 days here for Sfiras Nikian. Well, so in the case of tens, you're left with 3 days of Shemush, right? So that, because you had to take off seven Nikiyim. But it doesn't matter how high it goes, if it goes up to 100. So you're gonna take off now, out of that, you have your 7 days of Nidas. The rest is gonna be, the remaining days are Yomei Zivas, 93 days are Yomei Zivas, okay. You're gonna also take off of her 100 days, 7 days for Tyra, leaves her 93 days of Shemush. So it's always those 7 days, you're going to subtract 7 days for Tyra from 7 days of the same 7 days of Nidus. So you're subtracting from her Zivas. So no matter how many days it is, it always equals a simple formula. The number of days of Zivas and the number of days of Shemush. Why? Because the number of days of Zivas equals the number of days of her Re'iyah minus 7 days for Nidus. And the number of days of her Shemush equals the number of days of her not Riyah, of her clean days, minus 7 days for Yemei Sfiras and Shiva Zakim. So the Sfiras Shiva Zakim precisely equal the Shiva Yemei Nidas. And therefore, whatever it is, the number of days that are left are always going to be precisely equal to the number of days that Shiva Zazava. Perfect. I don't care if it is a 1,000-day cycle. It's going to still be exactly the same thing.
Multiples of 10.
No. It has nothing to do with multiples. It could be 1,001.
Any number over 10.
Subtract 7.
Over 10.
That's right. Anything over 10 will be right. Precisely this formula. Hadrun al-Arba Siman.